Page 38, track 11. Ex-gang member gives hope to young people in Juarez. Meet Daniel, a truly inspirational figure in one of the most dangerous cities on the planet, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico's notorious border town. Here, cruelty, violence, and death affects everyone. Juarez is a victim of its location, sandwiched between the violent drug lords and Mexico and their billion-dollar business in the USA. Juarez is a key tactical point for the drug lords who want control of the town and kill or recruit thousands in the process. Daniel, 22, used to live like many young men and teenagers in Juarez. He used to be part of a gang, and he used to carry a gun. He didn't used to think about his future. Young people don't expect to live past 22, 23, or 24, because you may end up in prison or dead on the street. This all changed when Daniel discovered hip-hop. He changed violence for music, his gun for a microphone. He wants other young people to receive the opportunities that saved him. So, in November 2011, Daniel opened a humble but significant and influential community center to give young people access to alternatives apart from the violent drug gangs. In the center, the teenagers receive an education and finish their school studies, and there are also a variety of cultural and sports activities. For example, they can study hip-hop, drawing, singing, and there is also a soccer game between rival gangs. Daniel says that because of the soccer game, the gangs are less violent than they used to be. The most significant member of the center is a boy who used to be a gang leader at the age of just 14. Daniel convinced him to leave the gang and start his high school studies. This is an example of the positive effect that one person with determination can have on a society. Daniel would like other young people to open more centers and create a chain to continue this positive work for the benefit of young people in other dangerous communities.